And following a string of major criminal fraud cases and federal programs, Senate lawmakers hear from investigative journalists and watchdogs on how to stop billions in taxpayer fraud before it happens. NTD correspondent Jason Blair has the takeaways.
When a fraudster commits fraud, he or she steals from all of us.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is looking to tackle widespread fraud being exposed across the country. Chairman Rand Paul compares the federal government to private businesses that verify payments up front.
Washington pays first and asks questions later, if it asks them at all. No private business would survive this way. A bank confirms an account exists before wiring the money. A credit card company flags suspicious changes in seconds.
Paul highlighted major criminal cases in Minnesota.
Prosecutors have now charged 15 people in Minnesota with schemes involving more than $90 million. One autism services scheme alone, $46.6 million. The Justice Department calls it the largest Medicaid autism fraud case in its history.
Independent journalist Nick Shirley, whose investigations helped expose those Minnesota cases, tells the committee the problem is nationwide.
Now, the highest government-funded daycare in Minnesota has pleaded guilty to daycare fraud, and the largest autism bust in America history has been exposed. If we as Americans do not stand up to protect our country, we will lose our country.
Journalist James O'Keefe describes undercover work that contributed to a federal prosecution.
We recorded a woman named Brown handing over cash as payment in exchange for a homeless person to register to vote in a federal election. Now, that is a federal crime.
Ranking member Gary Peters describes bipartisan legislation he helped pass to stop conflicts of interest with pharmaceutical companies.
After learning that a company was being paid with tax dollars to advise the government on oversight of the pharmaceutical industry, while simultaneously being paid by pharma companies to help market their drugs.